Okay. Yeah, before I forget, we just decided here that next week, Motzei Tanis, the shiur will be 10 o'clock instead of 10:15, since everyone will have davened Maariv already. Okay, what I wanted to talk about tonight, as we are approaching Purim, is a Purim topic. There was a bit of publicity over the last week of a psak that Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, the current Rav HaRashi, gave regarding when to lay in Megillah in Gaza City, which, even though there hasn't been any real yeshiva in Gaza City since before 29, the 1929, I imagine that before Oslo, there must have been some chayalim that were on duty in Gaza City. So I'm sure the question probably came up. As we'll see, it also came up with some of the yeshivim that were samach to Gaza City and Gush Katif. But that is the question that we'll deal with tonight, having to do with the sugya of Mukaf Eschomba and Safek Mukaf Eschomba, and when to lay Megillah. So the Mishnah tells us, opening Mishnah in Megillah, Megillah Nikreis on 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Cities that were walled from the time of Yeshua ben Nun lay in Megillah on the 15th on what we call Shushan Purim. The Gemara tells us on Daf Beis and Beis, this is a Machlokas Tanayim. The other opinion in Tanayim is that we don't calculate based on Yeshua ben Nun, we calculate based on what was Mukaf in the time of Achashverosh, but we pass in Yeshua ben Nun. And then the Gemara there on Amud Beis tells us an additional detail, the bottom of this excerpt. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, krach v'kol ha'samach lo v'kol ha'nira imo nidon k'krach. That when we talk about a walled city, it's not only the walled city itself, but even the villages that are adjacent to the walled city, the villages that are seen in the same grouping that are adjacent to the walled city that one could see from the walled city, or could see the walled city from the other village, those also are nigrar after the walled city and laid Megillah on Shushan Purim. This is paskened in Shulchan Aruch as such. Taf Resh Pei Ches, Sif Aleph, Krach, Mukav V'Chomer, Yishuv Benun, Afilu Eina Mukav V'Nachshav, it doesn't make a difference if they're walled now, Karim B'Tesvav, Afilu Mehem B'Chutz La'aretz. There aren't that many cities in Chutz La'aretz that we know of that were potentially Mukav V'Chomer, Yishuv Benun, but there are some traditions in Baghdad and other areas in maybe in some Syrian towns that have such a tradition. But it applies technically even Chutz La'aretz if we had such a knowledge. In order to lay on Shushan Purim, you don't need 10 batlanim. We'll see that's a machlokes. Fine, those are details in how we define a city that's mukaf chomah mimos yeshua benon. And then it's if bays. So even if you can't see it, but if it's adjacent, or if you can see it, but it's not as adjacent, those all are nigger after the walled city. Mr. Brewer points out, Sifkat and Beis, that the Mechaber is taking a stand in a Machlokas we showed him as to whether a walled city needs Asar Batlanin in order to lay Megillah on Shushan Purim. So we pass in Shulchan Aruch, not necessary. You don't need 10 professional Batlanim in order to lay Megillah. However, Mr. Brewer tells us that's not Muskam. Yeshmer Rishonim, that maybe even if we know the city was one but it doesn't have 10 batlanim, maybe you should lay on Yudalit as well. Misafik. Sharitzion points out there's Sukkot and Beis. Who are these Rishonim? Ramban, Rashba, quoting the Magen Mishnah and Meiri as well. This is the Magen Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, based on Gemara in Megillah Daf Gimel, that even a walled city that we know is walled, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, only lays on Tesvav if it has Asara Batlanim. We don't pass that way in Shulchan Aruch, but there is such a minority sheet, and we'll see as we go on that may be relevant to our discussion. Okay, so that's as far as when we know that a city was walled, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun. What happens if we don't know, or if there's a Safek? The Gemara tells us in Megillah on Daf Hey Amud Beis, that Chizkiah kari b'Tveria bar beiser b'chameiser. Chizkiah, we're laying the Megillah in Tveria both on the 14th and the 15th. Misapkele imu kabas kol mos Yeshua ben Nun, he lo. He was unsure as to whether Tveria was mekabas kol mos Yeshua ben Nun. Gemara asks, Was he really Mesupak? Aren't there Pesukim that indicate that, in fact, Tveria was walled in the time of Yeshua ben Nun? Our answer is, yeah, it was walled, but the question was whether the fact that there is a fourth side that is open to the Kinneret, that is open to the sea, is that considered halakhically mukaf for our purposes? So it wasn't a suffix about the history. It was a suffix as to whether that configuration had a din of mukaf chomah to Yeshua ben Nun. But be that as it may, what this Gemara demonstrates is that if there is a suffix as to whether a city is mukaf chomah in Mas Yeshua ben Nun, it would seem that you lay on both days be suffix. That's what we paskin in Taf Resh Pei Ches Seif Dalid. Krach Shehu suffix im hukaf im Yeshua im lav. Karin bi yadalid ubi tesvav ubi lehon. If you don't know Yudalit Tesvav, you lay in both days Misafek. The bracha is on Yudalit because that's the default. That's the date on which most of the world lays Megillah. And Mishnah Berurah points out the present test. And Tveria has the same din for a different reason, as Gemara explains, because of the Safek whether the sea is considered to be a wall. Mishnah Berurah also adds that in Europe, you don't have to be concerned. Maybe the city you live in, maybe Radin had a wall from Mas Yeshua ben Nun, but that's highly unlikely that that was the case. Fine. Now, what are the cities? Yerushalayim is the one city that we know L'chol HaDeos is Mekabes Chomim Mas Yeshua ben Nun. What are other cities that were Mekabes Chomim Mas Yeshua ben Nun? So it's very hard to find the city in Eretz Yisrael that we know without a doubt was Mekabes Chomim Mas Yeshua ben Nun. The Gemara has, the Mishnah has, in the end of Erchin, in the context of Batei Arei Choma, where also those halachos are defined based on whether a city was walled in the time of Yoshua ben Nun. So the Mishnah there tells us there's some cities are identified as being Mukafes Choma Yoshua ben Nun, Kitzara HaYeshana Shel Tziporim, Gush Chalav, Yotvas, Gamla, Gedud, Chadid, Ono, and Yerushalayim. The Mishnah already tells us that there are certain cities that were Mekavas Choma, but we don't necessarily know if our cities that bear the same name are exactly in the same location as the city in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Rosh Sternbach points out, Shuas van Hagos, Krach Gimel, Simen, Resh, Lamed Hay, that it seems that the general minhag in Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see in a few moments, most cities that don't have a firm yediyah as to whether it was Mekabes Chomah Yeshua ben Nun or a strong suffix, the minhag is only to lay in on Yudalit. So he points out the reason to be machmir in a suffix Mekabes Chomah Yeshua ben Nun is because Zchus Eretz Yisrael. That's why we're told on the time of Yeshua, not an Achashverosh. So if you have a walled city that maybe was Mekabes Chomah Yeshua ben Nun, so covered Eretz Yisrael, we should give a chashivas and lay in at least misafik on tesvav. But if you have a city that doesn't have a wall, not bechlal, and you're just specific, well, maybe it had a wall 3,000 years ago, so it's not a pegi on the covenant of Eretz Yisrael to not be machmir on Tesvav if you don't have a real significant lay that's a suffix, because anyway, there's no wall now, so it's not like we're shortchanging or not giving the proper covenant to a city that's walled from the time of Yoshua ben Nun. So there are cities in Eretz Yisrael where apparently the general practice is to lay on both Yudalit and Tesvav Misafek. In Rabbi Moshe Harari from Merkaz HaRav's Mikrei Kodesh on Purim, he has a chapter that goes through every city that has literature about Eretz Yisrael, a good number of pages. But what he points out there is most of the cities where there's a Safek, some Yechida may be Machmir, but most places the Minhag is you only laying on Yudalit. Exceptions are Tveria, Tzfas, Akko, where there the minhag is to lay on Tesvav without a bracha and Yudalit with a bracha. The Rishash, Megillah Daf Hei Amud Beis, points out that he heard some people laying both Yudalit and Tesvav in Chevron, and he didn't think that was correct because Chevron was an Ir Miklat, and Ir Miklat couldn't have been walled because he had to access it. So if Chevron was an Ir Miklat, then obviously wasn't Mekabes Chomah Mas Yeshua ben Nun. So the Rishash doesn't understand where that minhag developed from. Radvaz writes the same thing, Chelik Beis, Siman Taf Resh Pei Aleph, but Rabbi Harari records that the minhag now, as he records it, is that in Chevron they do lay on both days, both on Yudalid with a bracha and Tesfah without a bracha. Minchas Yitzchak, Chelik Aleph, Siman Samach Aleph, talks about Lud, where Lud was Mekabes Chomer b'Rosh Yeshuah b'Nun, that we know, but is the current day Lud exactly in the same location? Other sfeikos, some archaeological evidence. So there, Yeshenagu to Lane on both days as well. The Orach HaRabbeinu quotes that the Chazon Ish at the end of his life laid misafek in Bnei Brak on Tesfah without a bracha because he thought maybe Bnei Brak was samuch v'nira to Yafa, which was Mekabes Chomer b'Rosh Yeshuah b'Nun, and therefore some in Bnei Brak following the Chazon Ish. Such a practice of laying on Tesvav as well without a bracha. Okay, so Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef in his tshuva just published last week or the week before, he points out that there's also literature about Aza, which is I think Gaza City, that maybe it's Mekabes Chomer b'Rosh Yeshuah b'Nun, and there were times in history where there's more of a Jewish yeshiv in Gaza where the minhag was to laying on 2 days. He quotes a sefer Tikkun Yisachar or Yisaskar, Gedolei Rabbanei Tzfas Lifnei 400 Shana B'Tkufas Beis Yosef B'Hari. That's what says in the Shaar Vlat. So he writes, Mekomos Shekarim Bama Megillah Shnei Yamim B'nei Hasafek Im Hayaris Heim Im Krachim Heim Le'Mala. So then he describes the such a how you do that. But minigza pashit po b'chol ha musta arvim toshavei eretz tzvat elyon. And he names a few other Arab locations. Shamati shekeinogim gam ba'aza. That the minig was to lay in 2 days in Aza because safek mekabes chomer b'Rosh Yeshuah b'Nun. And he quotes, tshuva simcha le'ish. The Rishon LeZion in the 1880s, Simon Hay, Nishalti lechavis dati aksar me'ais Rav Shmuel Salant, Odod ir Aza, kiadu alon bebiur mepi haKabbalah mepi svarim, sha'aza haya ba yishuv b'nei Yisrael zman rav, zeshishim shana, v'yaseh yaseres shenisbatil yishim b'sibas ha'golus amar, v'lo yachlu esbol b'nei Yisrael, ha'golus, etc. They had to leave. They went to Chevron. They left Beis Knesses Charev, Vishameim, Beis HaKvaris Me'ein Yoshev, Rak Goyim V'Arelim Dafka V'Tulo. And now there's a movement to resettle. That was, people were writing about this in the last few months, History of Jewish Settlement in Gaza, that Wazowski, the T Gevir, tried to push settling certain Arab communities in Eretz Yisrael with Jews in the 1880s. One of those communities was Gaza. So he started encouraging settlement, which ended up being a few dozen families living in Gaza City. So then the Shaila came. They were asking about if it has a din of Eretz Yisrael for Yontif Sheni Shel Goyos, which we discussed briefly in a previous year. But Toch HaDvarim, he says the bulk of the tshuva is about Yontif Sheni, whether it has a din of Eretz Yisrael. But he says, Hinei b'purim Megillah, based on the Tikkun Yisaskar that we just quoted. So that was the psak that this Rishon LeZion presented to Rav Shmuel Salant to lay in Aza in Gaza City for 2 days, mi safek. Okay. So that's the case. That was a minhag. So then maybe if someone finds himself in Gaza City on Purim, it's probably hard enough to lane 1 day, maybe she'll lane 2 days. So Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef points out, not necessarily the case for a number of reasons. There's a Be'er Halacha in Siman Taf Resh Pei Ches Sif Beis, who quotes the following 2 points. Kfar HaSamuch L'Krach Shahayu Karim b'tesvav, v'niyah krach. So if you have a village that was next to a city, and the city, when it was settled, lay on tesvav, and now the city becomes desolate, yikru b'yadalit. So he's not addressing the residents of the walled city, because there are no residents of the walled city, it was destroyed. But there's still the ir hasamuch to the walled city. So if there's the ir hasamuch to the walled city, Even if the walled city leaned on Tesvav, and now the walled city is destroyed, in the Ira Samach you lean on Yudalit. That's point one, quoting a Dvar Moshe. And then point two, Krach shel Akum she'ein bo Yisrael klal. If you have a city that's settled totally by non-Jews, there are no Jewish residents of the city. Yisrael anichnas akrach zeh b'purim kari b'tesvav. If it's a city that was mukav kamos yishuvanun, even if there are no, forget about asar ba'alanim, there are no Jews that live in the city, and you're visiting for Purim, you lay it on Tesvav. Im b'krach karu b'yadalit u'tesvav misafek, but if in that city they lay on both yadalit u'tesvav misafek, meaning it's a safek mukav kamos, if it's a vadi mukav kamos yishuvanun, even if there are no Jews that live there, you lay it on Tesvav. If it was a safek mukav kamos yishuvanun, then the kfar manirim usmuchim karim biyadalit. So if you have a city where you only lain misafek on yudal tesvav, and we'll see that line in the context of Berg Yosef stands alone for the previous line, that's irrespective of whether there are Jews there or not, even if there are Jews in the walled city. But if it only lains on tesvav misafek, then the adjacent cities, the adjacent villages, only lain on Tesvav. And that last nekuda, Chazon Ish disagrees, and the Chazon Ish assumes that no one, the Ir HaSamach or the Kfar is always nigrar achar ha the walled city. So if in the walled city you lain on Tesvav and Yudalid, then in the Kfar you also lain on Tesvav and Yudalid. If the walled city lains only on Tesvav, then the city next to it will also only lain on Tesvav, regardless of any other considerations. So that is what the Be'er Halacha quotes from a Birka Yosef. Three, well, two of them from Birka Yosef, one from a different source. Again, if you have a city that was walled and always lain on Tesvav and then it got destroyed, so then the next door city lains on Yudalid. If you have a city that's exclusively inhabited by Nachrim, but it's a Vada, and if you have a city that lanes on Tesvav and Yudal Misafek, the Ir HaSamach will lane only on Yud Dalit. There's a shoe in the heart Tzvi, Chele Bei Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Tzvi Pesach Frank. So the gist of the tshuva is about the relevance of this question. If you have a city that is desolate and you have a city that's samach to it, it was relevant to Yerushalayim between 48 and 67, where Poskim discussed there were no Jews living in the Eretz Yisrael at the time. So with that effect, not laning Megillah on Tesvav in the new city. So the bottom line of most Poskim was for potentially local considerations or considerations unique to Yerushalayim, that wasn't the case, and they still lay on Shushan Purim even in the area under Israeli control. But that was the context of the tshuva. He points out, however, l'chora yesh l'tmo l'be'er halacha shemazakeh shtar l'beit rei v'hevi kan shnei dinei sosim. If you look at what the be'er halacha writes carefully, it doesn't all fit together. Shemetchila hevi v'shemet dvar Moshe. Shamaim, you could be Yudalit. Yosef, Akum, and Zeb. So if you would tell me that if the ear is Shamaim, then you should lay in Yudalit. So if it's inhabited by Nachrim, he thinks you should also lay on Yudalit. It should all be the same. So maybe Shamaim is worse than if it's inhabited by Nachrim. It's totally destroyed. Can't lay on Tesvav. The city doesn't exist. If it's inhabited by Nachrim, maybe you can. But he's referencing Yerushalmi, which may, the Birka Yosef discusses this Yerushalmi, and there are different Girsos, which may be very relevant to this question. The Rishalmi has a line, Chariv HaKrach V'nasa Shel Goyim. If you have a city that was destroyed and became Shel Goyim, do the nearby cities read on Tesvav? Rishalmi says, Esa Chameh, come and see, Bo Einan Karin, Ubechutzalo Karin. If they're not going to lean in the walled city, are they going to lean on Tesvav outside the walled city? According to that, it sounds like it's addressing our question that if there are no Jews in the walled city, if it's Chariv, then you're not leaning Tesvav in the walled city, you're not going to lean Tesvav out of the walled city. There's another girsa here, the Ritva and the Ran have in the beginning of Megillah, that makes it not relevant. It's a question, it's about Chutz La'aretz, not Chutz Alo, but Chutz La'aretz, and then it may not be relevant to the question at hand. The Emek Bracha also raises an issue with the Pesach of Mishnah Berurah here. He says, Ani yastaiti eini yodei lama pasakein. Dere mevuar lehedya b'Yerushalmi, what we just read, that if the city is shel akum, ein lo din krach. And why would that be? Batamhu, om yishun to be'inan asar batlanin, gam b'krach, even though in Shulchan Aruch you don't pass in that way, om yishun the krach shel akum, ein lo din kudushas choma. Or, even if you don't need batlanin, but if there are no Jews there, it doesn't have a din of an Irmu Kafes Chomba. So the Emek Bracha thinks that the Pesach of Mishnah Berurah is questionable. And if you have either a city that's Shamayim or a city that's inhabited exclusively by Nachrim, then you wouldn't lay on Tesvav if you find yourself in that city on Purim. So the conclusion that Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef draws is that even though if you read the Be'er Halacha at face value, it sounds like he's telling you that if you find yourself in a walled city on Tesvav, even if it's exclusively inhabited by Nachrim, and even if it's a Safik Mukavas Chomas Yeshua Benumra, if you're that city yourself, you would lean both on Yudalid and Tesvav. But as we saw, Emek Bracha and others are mefakbek on the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. It may be dependent on Machlokas Yishon and what the correct girsa in the Yerushalmi is. Plus, he says, maybe you should be mitzaref here to be shown him that you only lay in an Irmu Kavas Choma Mimos Yishuv Ben Nun if there are Sar Balanim. So even though that's not a pasuk in Shulchan Aruch, it's not a Mishnah Berurah does point out that other Yishonim do all the way, Ramban, Rashba, and Meiri. So at least B'makom Safek, where we don't have any firm knowledge to begin with, that it's an ear, Mekavas Chomas Yishuv Ben Nun, so it's a Safek anyway. So you could add to the mix the fact that there are no Asar Balanim in that city. B'mitzarev, the Tzad and the Yerushalmi, that if there are no Jews living in a city, then you always lay on Yudalid. And he assumes that La'alacha, if it's an ear asamach liyir mekavas choma mos yeshua ben nun, then you don't lean on tesvav, irrespective of whether there were Jews living in the walled city. So for that reason, he thinks that minidon didan, if there are chaylim in Gaza City on Purim, they need only lean on yudalid and not bichoshesh to lean on tesvav as well. I saw in Rabbi Harari's sefer, which was originally published probably in the 90s, but the new edition was after the expulsion from Gush Katif. But he writes there that when there were Jews living in Gush Katif, he discussed with Shal Yisraeli and Mordechai Eliyahu and Reb Nevensal went to lay in some of those yeshuvim, because he writes that in the yeshuv of Nitzarim, where there's a yeshuv part of Gush Katif, then you could see from the edge of that yeshuv some of the buildings in Gaza City. So they pointed out that that's relevant to the same question over here, that if you have a city where it's a Savi, because it's a yeshuv anon, would you be machmer to lay on Tesvav in an ear hasamachlo? So the Chazanish said yes, the Mishnah Berurah says no, and they pointed out that would be relevant to the question there as well, whether to assume like the Mishnah Berurah or like the Chazon Ish. But that seemed to be Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef's bottom line, that anyway, in many places where there's a Safek, And we don't really have a strong side that it was because of Chama. Most places, the minhag is the only lane on Yudal, unless there's a strong tradition, despite the fact that there is literature suggesting that Gaza may have had such a tradition centuries ago. There's no real strong tradition. There was never a very vibrant yishuv there. So Bitsira, of the other factors that anyway, it's Karev, it's or populated by Nachrim and or Karev, Bitsira, of the lack of Asar Balanim, so he's comfortable saying that there's no need to be machmir to lane on Tesfav.